This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State Health Department data shows the virus that causes COVID-19 is appearing in greater concentrations in almost 30 wastewater facilities. Nearly every utility along the Front Range, from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs, reported an uptick in viral concentrations this week. Higher levels of the virus in wastewater can mean that there is a rise of cases in the community, but there are data limitations. Still, the number of people hospitalized with COVID, reported cases, and the rate of positive tests have all ticked higher in the last week. A federal program that has made high-speed internet more affordable for hundreds of thousands of Colorado households ends today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Affordable Connectivity Program has helped more than 250,000 Colorado households get internet for about $30 a month. But House GOP leaders have not brought to the floor a bipartisan bill to continue the program through the end of the year. Instead, it will end. The Biden administration says it will continue to push Congress to fund the program, which can save households $30 to $75 a month. The administration also says it received guarantees from some internet providers, including Comcast and Allo, to continue offering those low-cost plans through the end of the year. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The state is putting more resources into the well-being of pets and other domestic animals. A new law sets up the Division of Animal Welfare in the Department of Agriculture. It will oversee enforcement of animal cruelty laws, as well as licensing and inspection of pet stores, rescues, and shelters. The new law also comes with a $200,000 grant program to help with equine welfare in particular. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.